If you live in France, you might be paying more soon for smartphones and tablets like the iPad if the government moves ahead with a new tax proposal. The move could worsen an already tense climate between the socialist government in France and some technology giants. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
The French government has already tangled with Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft. Now, President François Hollande's government is looking at taxing high-tech devices, namely Apple's iPhone and iPad and Google Android products, to finance French cultural content such as movies, music, and television. Culture Minister Aurélie Filippetti says that consumers are spending far less on cultural content than on the hardware that showcases it. And this profits the makers of these technological devices to the detriment of the creators of the material that's being shown on them, said Filippetti. So why shouldn't some of the revenue from sales of these products go to help creators? France has long stood at the forefront of protecting copyright laws. In 2010, the French Parliament passed a law known as Hadopi, which fines those caught illegally downloading films and music. In this catchy public service ad for the law, the announcer explains, "She's the French singing sensation of 2022, inspired by Voltaire and technopop. But without Hadopi, she'll never be able to make that first album." Though the new tax would be minimal, from 1 to 3%, television watchers, TV and radio broadcasters, as well as internet service providers already pay fees to fund art and cinema in France. If adopted, the tax could go into force by this summer. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.